Tonight, I will be talking more specifically about two topics, the topic of suffering and the topic of resilience. And I will be using ideas, particularly from Buddhism, but then buttressing them using analytical psychology. More really to talk about the journey from suffering to resilience. And tomorrow, then, I will be getting into things in much more detail from the point of view of looking at some Jungian concepts like archetype and complex and the self and so on from a Buddhist perspective. So these will be sort of different journeys. Tonight is more, let's say, a practical one, and tomorrow will be more sort of theoretical, clinical, somewhat practical, but where I will be going into things in more depth. Just a second, I've got to get my glasses here. I want to read a quote from Shakyamuni Buddha to begin, and in a sense, this quote summarizes everything that I'll say. At different times tonight, I'll say that something summarizes everything that I'll say. You should take it with a grain of salt, but I do mean it, actually. The handout you got certainly does summarize everything that I'll say tonight. But in a much bigger way, this quote says it all. So I want to read this to you to begin. I am of the nature to grow old. There is no way to escape growing old. I am of the nature to have ill health. There is no way to escape having ill health. I am of the nature to die. There is no way to escape death. All that is dear to me and everyone I love is of the nature to change. There is no way to escape being separated from them. My actions are my only true belongings. I cannot escape the consequences of my actions. My actions are the ground on which I stand. That's the end of the quote. Now, you know, it might sound dismal, it often does to Westerners, to think this way. But Buddhism is a very, very practical religion. And basically, the Buddha takes a perspective that we are limited and constrained in this world, in this, particularly this human realm, but in any realm of existence in our world, we're limited and constrained. And we should figure out what those constraints are so that we don't uselessly push against them. And on the other hand, we need to discover what they teach us so that we can use them for our development. And one of the constraints that the Buddha talks about is suffering. And that constraint can be mediated by our awareness. But another constraint that he talks about is the sort of necessary decline of the human life. That we, you know, basically, if you get lucky, you'll grow old. And then you will die. If not, you know, you die before that. Everyone gets ill. Everyone declines. These are the conditions of our life. And to fight those conditions, from the Buddhist perspective, is like trying to set the river on fire. It is useless. Now, I don't want to jump too far ahead here, but I would say that neurosis is a little like trying to set the river on fire. It is, in some way, the refusal to accept the conditions of our limitation. And what I'm going to say in a somewhat expanded way is that suffering itself is that unwillingness to accept necessary adversity. And it is distinguished from, both in Buddhism and in Jung, from necessary adversity.